Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Ray, I'm going to put you on speakerphone right here so they can go ahead and hear us vote. And Rodney here actually played quarterback with Texas Tech in the 70s, back when they had leather helmets and no face mask.
Now, I'm not quite that old, but I played in the 70s from 74 to 77.
74 to 77. So one of my fondest memories here is being here in Lubbock. Just in general, I just remember it being a track. A track right across 4th Street.
Yeah.
There where the Marshall Sharp now.
Yeah.
So I could just imagine how things have changed there just whenever you went
to school. No, it's unbelievable. Facilities obviously have totally changed over the last 35, 40 years for the better, I might add. But,
yes,
those are still your history. What we were and what you'll be and what Brandon Carter will be someday, that's the history of Texas Tech football.
Yes, sir.
And so that's what we built. And That's important.
Yeah,
the history of athletics.
I totally agree. And just from things changes whenever I was in school, you mentioned Brandon Carter over here. He's over here to my right. He's one of the famous guys in the 2018. He had the face paint and everything.
Oh, everybody remembers Brandon.
Yeah. And just from the time that we were here, now they have an indoor facility. You see that over there, PC?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. Honestly, if you come in here as a recruit and you see that, how do you walk out saying no? You know, I mean,
right.
It's an unbelievable facility. It's something that, again, like Rodney said, I think all of us are extremely proud of what we've done here and how we have built this program, leading all the way back from the start. I mean, it is kind of comical when you look back at some of the facilities and how it was, and even right before our class, you know, they were still under the stadium working. So watching those facilities build and watching the stadium become a gorgeous coliseum is something to be proud of about. And I think all former players really are proud about what they've done to build this program.
Yeah, man, I totally agree, man. And it's just like, how can somebody walk away saying no? But it was like the love for the people whenever we came here. Just imagine the love for the people and also great facilities, you know, and just bring it to some great recruits. And Mr. Allison, so whenever you played back in the 70s, can you talk about what kind of system did you guys run? Like,
well,
offensively.
Well, back then, the split back here, wishbone were big things offensively. Everybody
right.
was in some kind of triple option deal for the most part. But a lot of people don't know this. On that coaching staff, when I played, the head coach was a guy named Steve Sloan, but the defensive coordinator was a guy named Bill Parcells. And
the famous Bill Parcells?
And the defensive line coach back then was Romeo Crennel.
Wow.
And so we played really good defense back then.
Okay.
Not great defense, but good defense. And so Coach Parcells was here for three of my 4 years here. And we were
wow.
very successful during that era.
Yeah, now I can imagine Bill Parcells, a defensive-minded coach there, man. And that is a legend. See, that's why you got to get to know your history right there.
Exactly.
And, man, because I never would have even really imagined. You know what I mean? So just a part of Lubbock, you know, back in the 70s, playing Division I football and being the quarterback,
yep.
being the man.
Yep.
So, like, what kind of music were you listening to back then?
I can't even remember. I think it was ZZ Top. It was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
It was Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
It was Waylon Jennings, literally. I mean, it was.
Willie Nelson. So what do you remember listening to? What did you listen to before the game?
Well, we had those old, well, I don't even know what you call them now, but we had earphones that stuck into this little deal. I don't know what
it is.
I think it was cassette tape or
cassette
something.
Cassette tape?
Yeah,
yeah, maybe. Yeah, like a record player?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Okay. So did y'all have headphones?
I think they just started headphones.
They just started headphones.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know if I could play a game without hearing music before, man.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's really tough. Well, I want to say, man, thank you for starting this varsity club here, because I think there's stories that need to be heard, and there's different sides to Pete's story. You know what I mean? And as far as, like, I just know whenever we came here in 2005, it was like, now you know how long ago that was. And I'm talking to Brandon Carter, man. Brandon Carter, we came in here together, same recruiting class, 2005, and that's what, 12 years ago?
Yeah, I was just talking about that. Just talking about that. It's crazy how time flies. I mean,
yes,
it's nuts. You know, I could have gotten through college another three times now since I started. That's just wild to me. You know?
Yeah, yes, I agree. So that's what I'm saying, like Mr. Allison. So,
y'all talking about 12 years? Try 43.
43, oh man, 43. Yeah, one day, you know, we'll pick up the pieces for you.
But you know what, Pete? We tell the story of the history of Tech Athletics, all sports. This is men, this is women, this is volleyball, basketball, baseball, tennis, golf. I mean, we do this tailgate before every home football game, and we invite our athletes back and allow them to bring three family members and charge them nothing.
Ooh, did y'all hear that right there? Bring three family members, charge your former athlete.
And you lettered at this school.
Yes, sir.
Everybody can do it. And by the end of the deal, they'll probably have 400 people have gone through here.
Yes.
And I want it to be 1,000. I mean,
yes.
We want our people to come back and be a part of Texas Tech Athletics without asking them for money, but just getting them back to our campus and being a part of what's going on here at Texas Tech. So,
man, and I got to say, man, thank you for having me out here, man, just being a part of, I would say, a legacy. You know what I'm saying? Because you get to build a brotherhood, and no matter how long you go without seeing someone and you see one of your brothers, someone and just like, yes. It's just like, you know, nothing ever dropped off. It's like, what's up? You know, so I just want to commend you for that and thank you. And I know you probably got to get going around here, so it's been my pleasure. We're going to walk around and see who else is out here, see what kind of awesome stories that we can get for some Red Raiders. You know what I'm saying?
Shut
up. And I sure will. And that was Mr. Rodney Allison there, former quarterback for the Texas Tech Red Raiders, and I was 75 to 78, man. So shout out to Mr. Rodney, and right next to me, I got Mr. Brandon Carter here. Came in from 2005 to 2009. 2009, yeah.
Good
year. And this man right here has been a part of the reason we ran sometime our freshman year. Is there a roll call?
Tell me something. I tell everybody I'm the same here.
No, man. No. If we used to be like, well, who's missing?
We might have had to run a few times because of me.
Yeah. You know.
But I was always at the back making sure everybody was running hard. So, you know that's true.
I know, that's right.
There's a sundial waiting for me to finish my 400.
Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Oh, I remember that clear as day. It was one. But my freshman year, we used to have to work out at what, 5:45?
Yeah.
In the morning?
5:00 in the morning.
Yeah,
5:00.
We all stayed in Weymouth, and there were some college dorms here on campus too, with Weymouth. And I just know no one really spoke to anybody during them, like, in the morning, because everybody was so upset.
Oh,
everybody
was questioning their decision.
Yeah, everybody was like,
what did I get?
Yes. So with that being said, we all go to it, and we all accounted for one another. And, like, that brotherhood, Benny Wiley, you know, which he went on to be a strength coach with Tennessee,
Eugene.
Texas. And now he has I was in Abilene like a month ago, and it's all Benny Wiley at the little sports complex.
His facility's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
He's all over TV.
he's everything. But he was our strength coach during that time. He was like, if one guy is late, we all late. One guy missed, we all missed. And one time he was just the guy right here sitting next to me, Brandon Carter. And he was so big, it was like you couldn't really say nothing to him either. Because it's almost like, say if you with your girlfriend
talking about this the other day, and some of the things, you know, you're talking about freshman year, some of the things that you do as a freshman, you know, you come in and you think, oh, man, I'm the man. I know I play football. I know everything about football. And by the time that you leave, you are a full-grown man. And you know, I mean, you look back and you're like, I knew nothing.
Yeah,
I knew absolutely nothing. And I mean, just the things that are instilled in you, you know, in sport is awesome. And you know, there were definitely many times that I messed up, and there were many a times that I thought I might not be here anymore. But thank goodness someone saw something in me and knew that I loved being here. So.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think we all pretty much had that conversation. Right? It's like, either was the coach. To me, it was Darren Ford, my academic advisor. He pulled me to the side, BC, and was like, well, Pete, do you want to be in college next semester? I was like, what you mean? He was like, the way things are going.
Oh.
He said, the way things are going, you're not going to be here. He was like, you're going to flunk out. And he said, it was spring break our freshman year. He said, when you go back to Oklahoma, He needs to figure what it is that you really want to do. He said, I see potential in you. He said, man, I think you can finish here and graduate. But right now, I just don't see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it humbles you.
Oh, yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? And I was
absolutely.
Like, you know what, man? I was like, I guess I am. I'm in study hall with headphones.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's tough. And like, many athletes in this day, and even when we were playing, you know, they kind of see football as their job, as their main focus, and understandably so, because it takes a lot of time, and it's a full-time job, but you got to go to school too, you know, and you got to get your education. At the end of the day, you know, here we're looking back, you know, laughing. I started college 12 years ago. I'm not playing football anymore. I love football. But, you know, you look back and you're like, thank goodness that they instilled, you know, you got to go to class or else, you know, it ain't going to happen for you. And I think a lot of people didn't like going to school, but it was just something you had to do, and that was just part of the process. And thank goodness we did, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. And I remember a pastor of mine, man, his name is Pastor RG in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I remember he spoke to my high school team in Muskogee. And he goes, he tried to walk on at OU. And he goes, man, I only lasted 2 weeks. So I figured out, man, them guys got to be crazy that's playing D1 sports. And then when I went through that, you know, because think about sometimes, like, in freshman workouts, we have to come, we'll do bad during that 5 o'clock workout. And then he'll say, we have to be back at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock that night. So we have to go through the finish the morning workout, go to class, go to practice, go to study hall, eat, and then go back. Go back and work out again.
You really did. Like, you had to sell your soul to it. I mean, it was tough sometimes, and that's a part of the process. And, you know, I used to work with a lot of athletes around here, and I'd always tell them that, look, emotionally, you have to be ready for the emotional stress that you're gonna go through, because it's tough. They try to weed people out, you know, and understandably so. It's not for everybody, but he was absolutely correct. You have to be a little bit of crazy.
Yeah.
In my case, a lot of bit of crazy.
I know.
Boy, you have to sell all out. You have to go all in, or else it's just not gonna work.
Oh yeah, or else it's not gonna work out, man. You gotta have that beast mode in you. And just kind of, and the way I think about it, because I don't know about you, in which I'm pretty sure you probably knew it was tough and was just like, oh, gosh, but never once did you think about quitting. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I could say to myself, is that no matter what, if we was here for midnight maneuvers, whether we was here at 4 in the morning running around the whole. running around the whole campus. And things like that. I never once thought about quitting, but some people do. You know what I'm saying? And those are the people that they do weed out. It's because they have it, because they bring that little sense of doubt. And then sometimes that sense of doubt is what, you know, them coaches, not that they're looking for, but they can see that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, he ain't going to be here for too much longer. I'm going to make him run two more extra sprints. But, like, for the guys who doesn't think about quitting, you know, those guys are hard to break. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of how I was, you know, and you know, the numbers dropped. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's so many people that came in our freshman year. You know what I'm saying? And then when we look up, we're like, God.
You look back, what do we have, maybe a third?
A third? Yeah.
A third of what our class actually pulled in. We actually left with a lot of great. Louis Vasquez,
John Burns. Shout out to Ben Marvin. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I miss that
boy. Yeah, me too. Man, that was probably, man, like, I haven't, like, you know what I'm saying, met too many offensive lines now after us, but, man, well, y'all was, like, y'all was swagged out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we were every bit of, like, the crazy, you know, the storyline and the characters that everyone came up with. Man, we were just, like, such a brotherhood. You know, and like I just said, I mean, we all literally came in right together. Hamby came in, like, a month before we got there. Rylan Reed got there, like, a month before we got there. So, I mean, everybody that was on that line, we basically came in the same day. So we went through camp together. We went through having to stay over there in that.
No
water, no electricity.
You wake up one day, the elevator stopped working.
Honestly, that was probably during that time, was probably when I questioned myself the most of, did I really want to do this? Was when I first got here, I mean, I was stressed out so much. The living situation was insane. You come in and you're like, basically, you know, you go from senior in high school where you were like B-man, all state, everything, district MVP, everything, and then like now you're the guy carrying it. Everyone's pass.
Man, get my pass.
Yeah.
And so you come in there, you got some Schumacher polish in your helmet. You know what I'm saying? Or you got your pads in a cold tub.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But, you know, later on in my career, I did my fair share of that.
I heard it,
man. But I was always, mostly always cool about it, for sure.
Yeah,
you know, that's part of the brotherhood, too.
And you know what, also, man, he's on the offensive line. He's the offensive line coach now, Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones.
You know what I'm saying? Big Jones.
I was really excited to see him come here, man. He's had success, obviously, you know, proven success everywhere he's gone. And it's pretty unbelievable what he's been doing. And just, you know, from last week, everything looked great. So I'm really excited to see, you know, his continued success and how he can help improve his mind. Because he was actually I played next to him when I first started out. I started out playing left
center, right?
And he was center. And eventually in my career later on, he was actually my assistant offensive line coach. So I actually learned from him as well. But I'll tell you, the first start I ever had at Texas A&M, man, he saved me against Red Bryant. But I'm telling you right now, Brandon, if you're listening to this, brother, it's the other way around. You got to go watch the film. You got to go back and watch the film, man.
And this was, what year was this?
Oh, man, I think that had to have been 2006. I was still number six.
So that's whenever Robert Johnson caught that.
George W. Bush Sr. Walking through a locker room, you know. Oh, yeah, it was great.
I remember that game, man. And but that's just how B. Jones was, though. He talked the most S-H-I-T.
Oh, man.
You know?
I'll tell you what, when I first came in, I couldn't stand B. Jones. He was the guy that, like, to me, I was like, man, this guy gets on my nerves. But it was one of those things, man. He was always making me better, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was always a point to what he was doing. And sometimes, like, he was cold-blooded and you know, stone-shouldered. But when I learned him and learned his ways, eventually, I mean, him and I ended up so close. And again, he taught me so many different things. And over my career, dude, I learned a lot of stuff, and a lot of it is attributed to him. So
yeah.
I'm thankful that he was tough on me, but, man, in the beginning, I was like, we got to get rid of this guy.
Man, I hear you, man, because, you know, me and Victor Hunter and Brent Nickerson, you know, we always did. But first, before Brent got into it, it was just me and Vic. We always did music. And V. Jones will be the first one to be like, yeah, y'all.
He wasn't trying to tell you at all.
Nah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
He's just that way, man.
So, yeah, I was really happy to see him make this move right back to Lubbock, man. And also with Eric Morris. You know, Eric Morris, me and him got some memories once I went over to defensive back. You know, we used to go hit it. You know, head to head. You know what I'm saying? That's when Graham was the quarterback. You know, Graham all feisty. You know what I'm saying? And like, we used to, man, it was what you call friendly competition. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that I'm not really sure, like, what really goes on nowadays in a locker room. But being a former player, we can see. We see more than what other people see.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And we can tell, like, well, like, I don't know. They're not really meshing together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, but after week one, for this group of Red Raiders, man, like, how do you feel about this group this year, 2017?
Honestly, you know, going in, I had no idea. You know, I had no idea. You know, obviously expectations have not been exactly where everybody's been wanting them, but, you know, they came out, and again, it's one of those things everyone says, but it's Eastern Washington, so we don't know, you know, necessarily
right.
if it's a mismatch in talent or scheme, but with what they had in front of them, they did exactly what they needed to do. They were running to the ball. They were passing efficiently. They were running efficiently. The thing that I noticed the most was that the defense kept everything in front of them, and they were attacking the line of scrimmage, which I hadn't seen. They've kind of been waiting for the running back to come to them. And this time, I mean, they were running straight down in the hole and saying, no, we're not going to play that game. And that's the kind of smash-mouth football that I like to see. And another thing that I noticed that was probably my favorite thing about last week or week one was that we were tackling at first contact, and that's something that everyone that has known that it's been an issue, even when you and I were playing.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been some sort of issue. So I don't know if they, you know, what they've done, how they've trained it, or if they've just been straight out of practice saying we're going down to the ground. So play football. But that was really nice to see because, I mean, you could even – you saw it. There were many licks that were laid in week one.
Oh, yes, man.
Nice.
It was
that's
nice.
Because
Eastern Washington, I believe they jumped on the board quick. But then after that, man, once the defense settled down, it was like I was expecting Eastern Washington. I thought the game was going to be a lot more closer than what it was. But that defense, man, once they calmed down and once they figured things out, man, I was like, okay. Okay, right, you know, and it just kept going. And they never put any more points on the board. And that's why I was just like, man, you know, man, again, I was Eastern Washington, but still.
Yeah.
They had one of the best teams last year, you know, best offense, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. They had an unbelievable program, and you know, still do. It remains to be seen how they're going to do this year. They might still be a pretty solid team. So, but again, you know, it's been exciting, and it was exciting to see, you know, how successful they were and do what they had to do. You know, like I said, a lot of people might be good, but it was Eastern Washington. Well, that's what we had, so that's what we had to go against. So, if anything, you know, it created a lot of excitement around Lubbock and around, you know, Texas Tech fans to say, hey, you know, maybe we need to go to this game, you know. Maybe we have something going on this year. So, I hope so. I really hope that continues today because, you know, you and I did a radio show about this game last year. You remember?
Oh, yes.
About this game last year, so we owe them, man. We all, man.
Yeah.
I hope that they remember that. And I know a lot of the guys weren't even playing at the time, but
you know, as a representative of Texas Tech football, in the back of your mind, you better say we owe them.
Yeah.
So
have a little salt in
they better come
right
out
there
with a vengeance tonight. That's all I'm saying. Like, if I was on that team, I would have made sure all week. And you know how I was.
Yeah.
I would have made sure all week.
Yeah.
We knew exactly what game this was.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. Back when we did do it last year, I just remember that dude set a record of the most touchdowns. It was like, how long ago was that? 19?
It's now 107-year-old record.
Wow.
That record was broken. So that's, like I said, I mean, that's just something we all want. And I'm just saying, it better not happen this year.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, especially in our house, in our backyard.
I don't know if you know what the Jones
is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just remember our night game. Because I believe our game started at 6 o'clock. You know, and then it just rolled. And I just remember, man, it was like, and we would practice on it all the time, you know. But when it comes Saturday night, it was, and then you hear, get it out here, right? That was the old Texas Tech. You know, you guys haven't done anything. You know what I'm saying? And it would tick you off.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, what? Hey, Ethan, I'll bring your fat little girlfriend over here. But one of my favorite things Mike Leach would say, he would say, you got your fat little girlfriend here. You got your mom, your family here. Yeah, they love you. But you know what? If you won, they'll love you even more.
He did too. Don't be talking to them during the day. Because if we win, when you talk to them at night, they'll love you more.
Yeah, man, love you more.
Oh, yeah. They did too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was funny.
Yeah, and it hits you, you're like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, so okay. Shout out to Mike Leach, man. Yeah, he was a character. You remember those meetings I had, like, the beginning of the season, 3 hours long. I remember, like, our freshman year, and they told us, like, man, it's going to be, like, 3-4 hours long.
Anytime you're
like, nah, I know
it. Some flying meeting. You might as well, yeah.
Yeah,
be
you
comfortable.
Might. Yeah, good.
Bring a couple meals. You're going to be there all night.
All night. Or cancel all your plans. It's like, because Man, one of my first, Seth Luttrell, he's the head coach of North Texas now, Lynn Green. I remember Seth Luttrell. We're in a running back meet.
You were running back when you came
in. I was running back when I came in. Yeah, man, I was legit. I was cold. You know what I mean? I was just injury prone. But I just remember, we practiced for like 15 straight days, our first freshman camp, 15 straight days.
Unbelievable.
Yes. And like now, I don't know if you can. I couldn't do it now.
All right, let me tell you, man. I'm 31, and I'm actually in really good shape. I work out every single day.
Yeah.
You know what? Like I told everybody, man. And they're like, "Oh, you excited about football? You wish you were still out there?" And I said, "Not in August."
Yeah.
No. Maybe on game day, but not in August. Because, man,
yeah. You're
right. You know, it was one of those. When we came into camp, and that was another realization, was, you know, you saw the schedule, and you're like, wow, we're going all day. And
uh-huh.
You see, like, meeting and stuff, and you'll be like, oh, maybe I'll get to a little time after that.
Yeah.
But, no, those meetings stretched into the next day, and then film stretched into the next day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was one of those things, you know, like, we would all try to find a spot on the ground. In the facility to sleep for 30, 45 minutes if you had the opportunity.
If you had the opportunity to.
Because you weren't walking out of that facility until 8 or 9 at night. And
uh-huh.
Then it was, you're going to sleep, and then you got to wake up, and you're in breakfast at 6 o'clock.
Were you one of those guys that Benny used to have to take the vitamins? You remember, like, we would have to walk over from the UP.
Oh,
all
yes.
The way over here.
Oh, if you didn't take the squirt, he's going to make it good. But you know what? You know what's really bad about that? It's like, that stuff is great for you. But I had, I mean, it's like ingrained in me, because during that time, every single morning, that was the first thing that I tasted in the morning.
Exactly.
And,
that's what I'm saying.
So, like, I associated that with just
that's what I was telling my wife sometimes.
So,
I just thought about eating bacon. And it was like, you take that squirt, and then you go over to get some bacon and an egg.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
all you taste is just orange. I mean,
yeah.
What is that? Like, it's almost like cop syrup times a thousand.
Yeah, it times a thousand. Oh. And then you gotta eat. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't take a vitamin. You got to go to run. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the first thing you do is gag when you taste it. That's not a good thing, man.
Yeah. As soon as you get out for that elevator,
they're right there. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but then it was, oh, you didn't take your vitamins today. Okay. Well, then we're going to run for 4 hours.
So, yeah, I'm going to take my vitamins. You know what? Just take my vitamins. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Diddy.
Yeah,
he was like the fear of God in you with his running.
For real, he's like, man, I ain't trying to do it today. He's like, man, just let me just go and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And act like I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I
hey,
don't know. I think there might have been a little bit of a joy. He would cruise around
and
his car behind us with a megaphone. Yeah, you tell me he's not enjoying that car. He's having a little bit of fun.
I know, right? I know. Just right behind. That's what made you mad the worst. Like, man, I don't know. Were you? I think you probably was with us. I think it was our freshman group. Whenever, no, that's 250. 250. Don't act like y'all see us, man. Yeah, I remember. I remember too. I remember the story about 250. But I don't know if you was in our group. Well, we all, our whole freshman class. Well, I don't know if it's our whole freshman class or it's just, I just missed class. I don't know. But, like, he made us shuffle, backpedal, every line, like, in the United Spirit Arenas right here.
Oh, yeah.
But there's, like, pull-up bars on campus and stuff. And, like, we were running.
We're picking each other up.
Oh, you have to do 10,000 pull-ups between the eight of you.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm good for zero, so I'm just going to help out. I'm going to be your spotter.
Yeah. And they had just built that parking garage across the street from Wayman.
Oh, yeah.
We ran by there.
We ran up and down and up and down. What about the Spirit Arena? We're crab crawling and bear crawling.
Oh,
up and down.
Up and down that bitch. Yes.
That's where Crabtree and who was
Richie?
Don't Richie Jones got into it. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
There was a lot of angst between. So I think a lot of us had quite egos. We all thought we were like the greatest football player.
Yeah.
But you know when you're playing football, and I told people that, you know, and a lot of people are, oh, you know, those athletes, they have such an ego. And if you don't, you don't belong.
Exactly.
I mean, it's one of the, like, if you don't feel like you are the best player at that job, and you don't feel like I'm going to just dominate everybody that I go against, then it's not for you,
man. Just, you know?
You don't want to be egotistical, but in sport, you're going
to
have to.
You come over here, man.
Come on, man.
But that was part of it, you know. And then when I came in as a running back, you know, I was a
what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
We got 250 right here.
How you guys doing?
Man, we doing good, man. We're on speakerphone right here.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? And here comes a different perspective, because you was a walk on, right?
Yep.
You was a walk on, man.
Yep.
And that's when
I came in the same year you guys did.
Yeah, you sure did. And we got to tell the story, the 250 story.
I do. Got y'all talking about. Y'all over and said that, and I was like, oh, man, I don't got y'all talking about.
250, man. And before we get into the story, but like, man, walk on, that's somebody who I respect. Like, to the utmost,
yeah.
Because we had limits being a scholarship guy. Like, we couldn't have a job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we couldn't do certain stuff, but that's been a walk-on, man. it's like, man, I respect y'all to the utmost. Whoa. It's because it's all about the love, bro.
Yeah.
They talking about do what you love and love what you do.
Yes,
sir. Like a walk on it. Like they got a whole restaurant.
I love
so,
it, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not many made it, though. Not many stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I stuck around all 5 years, man. I just liked you guys too much, man.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah. I know, man. Tell people where you come. Tell people your name, where you come from.
Chris Wallace, and I actually played 5 years with these guys as a linebacker, and I was from Grapevine High School. Grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth area, so been with these guys the whole 5 years.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
The first year out of them five, we were talking about Brandon, how he, man, I don't know if you remember how one day he was late. And I think you jumped the thing.
This story's going. I hear you.
We're going to have to go back through this because this was one of those late night workouts, and it was storming like crazy. I was in Weymouth the last year. You know, we said we're last year.
Yeah, we were last year.
Last class that had to stay in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Weymouth, and I got stuck on the elevator.
Sure.
No, I was on there with you.
And Benny Wiley, we have to jump the fence. Benny Wiley's tall. He's ready to kick me off the team.
This guy said he was freshman.
Through the rain, and I couldn't get in the front door. They were locked, so I like jumped over that gigantic fence.
Dude,
and you were late. That's all that matters.
Right? Exactly. I'll never forget mine. So, because I was a walk-on, I wasn't there the whole summer with you guys.
Yeah.
So it was my second workout with the team. Like I'd only known you guys for 2 days, and Benny Wiley wore us out. Day one, and I slept right through my alarm on day two, and I sat there in my dorm room, and I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? I looked at my clock, and it was the exact time that I was supposed to be at the field house, and I was like, what do I do? And I'll never forget, I jumped in my truck, and I went and ran over there as fast as I could, and I come walking in the front door of the weight room, and all y'all are running around like crazy, and Benny Wiley and Dink are right there by the front door, and they go, oh, who the heck do you think you are, new guy? You think you can just come in here late? And then Benny Wiley blows the whistle and stops everyone. It's like, oh, I want all you guys to look at this guy. I think he's too good to wait, come here and work out with y'all in the morning. So for this new guy, you're all going to roll after workout. And I'll never forget. Y'all remember rolling?
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. I didn't throw up. I remember Eddie B was throwing up all over the place.
Oh, Eddie B. Oh, he was throwing up.
Benny told me, he was like, that guy right there is throwing up because you go finish for him. And I'm like, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But did you remember that excuse that you gave?
I did give the excuse. My truck was starting.
You said it's an apple. You just got a new truck.
Because no one's going to hand you anything. I mean, all you guys know that.
That's life.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget coming in. That whole summer is the hardest work I ever worked in my entire life. Best shape I'd ever been in. Came in here and tried to.
Sand pit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the sand pit. I'll never forget the sand pit, dude.
Right.
I'll never forget that. I pulled my hamstring twice.
They don't have it out there no more.
They buried it.
What? Oh, really?
That's the problem.
It's because Benny left, man. Benny loved that sand pit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sand pit, boy. We knew it. On Tuesdays and Thursdays.
But honestly, to go back to your question, dude, like, it's one of those things, like, it doesn't matter what size you are. I mean, I wasn't the biggest guy. Y'all know that. You just got to have heart. You got to get out there and just bust it and work as hard as you can day in and day out. And you'll get discouraged. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say that I got discouraged.
Yeah.
Tons of time, plenty of time, you know. And you just got to push through it and, you know, fight through that adversity and things work for you, you know.
Yeah, think about the bigger picture, too.
Exactly.
Because, like, man, I just remember there is a lot of times where you don't think about the bigger picture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You think about what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
You get that tunnel vision, and you can discourage yourself too much. You got to think about the bigger picture.
Exactly. Your confidence can go from 100 to 0
real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they will humble you like it's, oh, what, you're saying there's someone.
Oh, man, I'll never forget. Ruffin McNeil hitting me on the helmet and all that stuff, screaming. He was the loudest guy on the whole practice facility, you know.
Yes.
If he was chewing into you, the whole field knew about it.
Yes, the whole field. He's
and,
at OU right now.
Yeah.
Is he? And Lincoln Riley brought him up. And that's the crazy part about it. Lincoln Riley, Dennis Simmons. I believe your coach.
He was one guy that made my life miserable. I will tell you what, he deserves to be where he is because still to this day, he might be one of the most intelligent coaches that I ever had.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
As far as, you know, at the time, he was really tough on all the young guys, and he should have laid off a little bit, but man, the knowledge that he had was unbelievable. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if you saw him as a head coach one day.
That's because
of the knowledge that he had. Yep. And right before that, you know, Seth Luttrell came in when we came in.
Yeah,
he was actually the running back coach.
Yep.
He knows the game in and out, and he's a brilliant mind. I'm glad to see him out with the team, you know, at OU, but I'd honestly rather see the Big 12 being built back up and being in serious talks of being a power 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's have
UT new coach come in and pick their program back up.
Yeah.
Just pick up the whole division because if those teams are hot, you know, Texas Tech is hot. Texas Tech is pulling in those recruits because those recruits want to play those new teams. It's great, you know, and new facilities and everything like that. Anything to help the Big 12, I'm all about. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to sit there and root for anybody else, but.
It's in our blood now.
You know,
because it's ingrained in
us. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, nah, I can't be rocking with the Pac-12.
No.
You know, now they're playing against somebody from the Big 12.
Yep.
You know,
of course
you're
going to cheer for the Big 12.
Yeah. And that's just part of the bigger family. And, man, that's one thing we were fortunate of, man. And now that you, like, now everything's said and done, we get to look back. And it's just like, you see how close. Remember the first year we went to the Cotton Bowl?
Uh-huh.
I remember I got sent home. But
you did? Oh,
yeah,
man, I forgot about that. Man, so many memories, man. That's what I love to back to you guys. Oh, man.
That is like that.
Yeah, if you get a curfew, you're out. They didn't care. At least they didn't care one bit.
They put you on the next bus.
Yeah, they put me.
Did they put you on an actual bus?
Yeah, I was on the Greyhound, bro. He said,
I'm not buying.
I'm taking every penny you have.
I'm gonna put you on the bus.
All your per diem.
Yeah, he put me on the bus.
I'm taking
man.
All your per diem and buying the longest bus ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said they would send you back to Lubbock, but they sent me to my hometown in Muskogee.
Oh,
because
man.
You want to know what's funny? The crazy thing about that story is, I remember, man, I was with Caesar. And I just remember, we didn't leave the hotel. They said we were supposed to be back. I'm like, geez, you know, he was working with the strength coaches at that time.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, man, you know, man, I skinny. He was like, no, man, you'll be all right. You'll be with me, bro. We'll be cool.
Oh, man.
And we went to, like, Fort Worth. It was, like, an hour away. I was like, something ain't right, please.
Yeah, we
so he was like, oh, man, it's good. I mean, and I just remember, man, like, we all went out.
I was too much of a chicken to mess with that curfew, man.
And I couldn't believe I did it either. And I got, like, dude, I don't know why I did it. I guess I was just looking for some fun.
Yeah,
like,
I just better remember. Getting away with it.
Because, hey, fast forward, 2 years later at the Gator Bowl, I snuck out again.
Oh,
for
man.
Print. We didn't get caught that year.
I did it one time at that ball game, and I was like, oh, my God.
I owe Warden quite a few favors because he covered me quite a lot.
Wow.
I can't believe that. I don't believe you right now.
I cannot believe you. I promise you. I love Warden.
That bull time, because he was Mr. Bullfaller.
It's Warden for a reason.
Exactly. He had that thing for a reason.
Yeah.
You didn't get away with nothing.
Yo-Yo helps out, too.
Oh, Yo-Yo.
What's he up to? It's not just like that, too.
Man, he was a great guy.
Is he at OU?
That's what he was. I don't know.
That guy was. Yeah, that's cool.
I hope he's doing.
He was a good guy. I forgot about that
guy.
It's good to get back with you guys, man. Filling in all these memories I haven't talked about.
Yeah, man. What time the game start?
Starts at 7?
No, it starts at 7. It's 5:36. Yeah, my eyes getting kind of bad. they get a little watery too in front of my glasses.
Yeah.
But I'm getting just like, what? How you doing, man? We're doing pretty good. No, but yeah, man. So tell us about, like, you. Chris Wallace. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, what did you major in?
I majored in finance and marketing. So I got a bachelor's in finance and a bachelor's in marketing. And then after that.
Like two bachelors?
Yeah, I got two bachelors. And then I stuck around. And I was like, heck, I like school too much. So I stuck around and got two masters.
Well,
I tell people, I was like, I was in school at Tech for 7 years. They're like, oh, that guy must have partied his butt off, you know? I'm like, no, hold on, pump the brakes a little bit. I got 4 degrees to show for it. So I got the Bachelor of Finance, the Bachelor of Marketing, and I stuck around and got my MBA and my Master's in Finance. So all business.
Oh, wow.
I stuck around in business. So now I'm working in Fort Worth, living in Fort Worth,
home
doing the FP&A, financial analyst, all that stuff. So paying the bills, you know.
Right.
At the desk, trying to get used to that, you know. Man, trying to be a big boy.
Yeah,
stuff,
gotta
you know.
Be a big boy. So it all paid off for you.
Yeah, it paid off, man.
I went to school about 7 years too, but I got 2 degrees. You know,
it was, they couldn't kick me out of this town. I loved every minute of this place.
And
that's why I'm here right now. I come back to just about every home game.
Every home game, man.
So, me and my wife, we renew our season tickets every year.
Already.
I love this tailgate. I love this whole setup.
Yeah, I know, man.
Like, Rodney's got this awesome. And every year he makes it better, you know. He's added TVs, and he's got the bartenders and the food and everything. Rodney, he's stepping it up every
year. And then
you get
a free little bag or koozie.
Yeah, exactly. All the girls loving those clear bags for the stadium.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what my wife's like. You get that free bag? That's going to save me $7.
Yeah. You get the little the Varsity Club koozie. Well, hey, you know, then now they have the Varsity Club, like, apparel, you know?
The
shirt.
Yeah, I did get that email.
I was thinking about checking in that.
Man. I was, too. I don't know if I can go holler at Zane no more.
Shirt.
You know?
Yeah. He's so hard at Zane. I need to take advantage of that. I need that thing, you know. I need some new Under Armour gear because all my stuff that I got when I was playing is getting a little old, man.
I know.
It's all wearing, getting a few holes in it and stuff. Zane, you know, can you hook brother up?
I'm still working on the same shirt since 2005, Zane.
Man, you remember that first shirt we made, that gray shirt?
Yeah.
And it had our name.
We were Nike.
We were Nike
back then.
Yeah, and it was cut off.
Yeah.
Yep. When we had to wear them ugly, like, turf shoes.
Man, those were awful. That's when we had that old turf.
Those were awful.
Yes, and you remember whenever they was renovating that turf? And we was practicing over there.
Oh, and the rabbit field.
Yeah, the rabbit field.
That was worse than the turf.
That was awful.
Y'all remember that? And they made us air raid?
Yeah.
I almost quit, and, like, we were running, and then, like, Bill Beatonball had said something. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, like,
I mean, I was broken.
I think I remember that. You walked off, right?
I think you walked off.
Yeah.
I said, I'm done. And Mike Lee's like, all right, everybody, all off.
No.
And Mike Lee comes on, he walks past me, he's like, hey, you know, we need you. And he drove me home in his Cadillac.
No way!
My nasty clothes, sweating.
That's awesome.
And he's like, let me tell you what, you know, you're a tough guy. We need you.
Brandon, we need you to stick around, man.
I was like, all right.
You know what? Stick around. I'll take a pat on the back. I'll stick around.
Yeah.
Man,
got breakfast for us. That was pretty awesome.
That was a rough spring.
It was.
It was extremely rough.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
And I remember because I was really the guy for running back at that time. Shannon Woods.
Yeah.
I think he was beating a girl up or something. And then Kobe Lewis' grandma passed away.
Yeah.
And Eddie B. had just got moved to receiver.
Yeah.
And I was the one taking the majority.
You were taking all the running.
Kobe Lewis.
Yeah, you were taking all the running backs.
I was taking all the running back snaps at that time. And I just remember, like, after practice, like, Coastal Trail, Coast Beach had all the running backs and a few receivers line up like 5 yards away from each other.
I remember
and
that.
Then he just made us run as fast as you can.
I don't care how much pain you're in right now.
Part of practice.
Yes, it did.
Oh, that lit everyone up, too. That started getting people fired up. I remember.
That pile drive.
But it used to be the bubble, and that's when we show up around, what, 10, 10:30, And they had a black shirt, which that means you were the man. You did great. You had a great shirt. You had a great shirt. You was in the middle. You didn't have to run extra out the practice. But then you had the pink shirt. And never mind you, if you was in a black shirt, you were a black shirt. You were a gray shirt. If you were a gray shirt, you wore a gray shirt. If you had a pink shirt, you had to wear a pink shirt.
And it was a baby gap.
And never mind you, people could show up and watch us work out.
So if
you had a little girlfriend and you thought you was the most popular person on campus, so what? This is what it made the man out of you.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, bro, why you got a pink shirt?
Well, I got a pink shirt on because they said I didn't do good, but they just created.
But now I saw you, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that makes sense. I remember some of the biggest people. Like, when I say, like, biggest, like,
yeah.
You will see them fold. And what I'm talking about, we was done. Went up and the other B. Jones. The dark skin B. Jones.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the dark skin B. Jones?
Like a heart attack or something.
It was. He just fell and walking up and passed out on the stairs.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Those were no joke, though. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
I mean, and that's after workout, it's after practice,
it's after midnight.
Running back,
yeah. Every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe Lewis was doing it. Yeah. You were doing it. I don't know. I don't remember if Shannon did it. Did Shannon do it?
He tried it.
Oh,
Shannon
man,
had to be both threw up.
All your running back.
Game
yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of our initiations. That we got to take a dip.
Yeah, I do.
And watch film. And I mean, Marlon Wayans growing up in the corner in the house here. Lewis Bobcat about to fall out. He's my world was
no
spinning.
Way.
I was like,
yep.
What is this?
Yeah.
My world was spinning. I tell you what, I don't know if I've ever been that sick in my whole life. he was a big tipper.
Yeah.
He was rolling. Backing up. Bro, over here, like, I'm watching film through my fingers.
Then they turn the lights down.
That was those days, man. So shout out to all the former Red Raiders.
Sure.
Shout out to all the current Red Raiders, man. Tonight, Texas Tech is actually playing Arizona State Sun Devils, which means we never played against Arizona State, but we did play.
In
their
stadium.
We
did play in their
stadium.
Yeah,
the bowl game.
Minnesota.
Yep. Little, yeah.
Come back 31 points.
That was, man. I remember halftime. Like, I was just on the sideline. You know, I didn't play at all. But, you know, I just participated. Like, I had my towel in my hand. Oh! You know what I'm saying? Let's go. And I just remember at halftime, man, Benny comes in there. Throwing up everything, like, you know, throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember the team, we was so much of a brotherhood, it was like we knew as a team that, like, kind of what we needed to do.
Yeah.
You know, when Benny was doing that, it's like, I believe, who was it, Polani, Brock Stratton?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those guys, man, they was just like, we ain't going to pay Benny no mind right now. It's just like, man, we about to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You remember, yeah. Like, it was the players that took over that meeting.
Yeah.
Because Leach was hot.
Yeah.
You didn't want to talk to
him. Benny, I know. Yeah. Nobody had anything to say. I mean, they came in. They were throwing stuff. They were dog cussing.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, we were getting embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, yeah, it was the players, like Manny, Joel Polani, all those, like, leaders. They stood up and they were just like, oh, man, this ain't gonna happen. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We know we're so much better than this. And, like, we came out in the second half and we
lights out.
It really was.
It's just one of those teams. Like, you can never count us out.
Yeah.
Like, you just cannot say, oh, man, they're out.
Yeah.
We can sneak back up on you. You know, our whole conference is geared like that. In Oklahoma State, in Oklahoma, UT, a TCU, you know, Baylor used to be able to. Our whole conference is designed to just score, and we're going to outscore you, you know. And so you could never count us out. I mean,
Virginia, yeah, and I actually played in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got how to tackle. And I snuck out too. I just think it caught that year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes, sir.
We got a little buddy chatting over here.
Throwing beanbags at
him. Yeah, we got a little homie, little Red Raider, future Red Raider over here. Yeah. Just playing with the, I don't know what you call those over there.
Yeah, but man, shout out to the home.
But yeah, man, we were, just a whole year, man, was. It was like, we were different. You know, remember when we came up with the team goals?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? And then, you remember, because we were doing bad. That same year when we did come back against Minnesota, I believe that's the same year, whenever we would start eating on Thursdays as a team.
Yeah, as a team.
Yeah,
like the family, man.
Yeah.
We're all brothers, you know?
Yeah.
We had to be together and get together, and we're a family, you know?
Yeah.
I like
but, you know, like, and think of Mike Leach or what you have, however you want, but one good thing about him, too, was sometimes, man, we would be down. You know, we would be beaten up. We would have lost a huge game. And sometimes we would throw stuff together like that, like, look, we got to get back to our basics.
Yeah.
We got to get back to our basics. Let's come back to together as a family. And let's go into this next game together, you know. And he was really great about doing stuff like that. And sometimes he would walk in and he would, again, he'd talk to you and he'd tell you what you're terrible and you did this and you did that. But then sometimes he'd walk in and he'd just be like, God, look, this is how it's going to be.
Right.
Yep.
And, you know, you always want to
say those words.
No. Right. You can't say those words, man.
But, you know, there were some times, too, that we lost games that we fought and fought and fought and fought. And, yeah, mistakes happen. But he knew, and he would, you know, hey, guys, we busted our head.
Yeah.
And y'all had an unbelievable game. It didn't roll in our favor. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he was great about that. He was like, you know, he'd give us a 24-hour rule. You know, you can do booty heart for 24 hours.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
Short memory.
Yeah.
Like
that's
short memory. If you sit there and gone on it for a week, you ain't going to move on.
You ain't going to move on. It's going to mess up your work. One of my favorite memories of Mike Leach, though, man, because I just remember him in all one motion. It's whenever we beat University of Texas in that 2008. And I just remember thinking, I know, man, just the whole atmosphere. And I just remember thinking, like, how are we going to have to practice tomorrow?
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get so good. It's so good, right? You're going to pat us on the back. We don't need to practice tomorrow, right?
I'll tell you what, I get asked about that game more than any game. The most common question that follows is, what did you do after the game? And honestly, I was so stuck. I was like, yeah, man, let's go out. This night is going to be crazy.
Yep.
And I pull up in Memorial Circle at University and about turning left because I lived out by Linwood Town.
Yeah,
There were first traffic all the way
you
back.
You couldn't move. There were people on top of cars.
Walking on cars.
It was crazy.
From car to car.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, nope. I'm going up in the newspaper tomorrow. It's better than I just grab a pizza and guys and go home.
I joined in it, man. I loved every minute. Yeah. I was out there, dude. I was borderline on top of cars myself, man. I just
remember Coach Lee coming in there. He goes, no practice tomorrow.
Okay. Like, yeah, well, yes. I hate Sunday practice, man. It was late. It was like 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Know. Oh, man, it's sundown.
Well, creeping all day, and then that stuff. Oh, man.
That was always tough, too, because, you know, you'd have your family come in, and you didn't get to see your family a whole lot.
Yeah, man.
We were your other family.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, they would come in, and you're at the hotel before the game, and then you go to the game, and you play, and you have a night.
Yes.
You're not home until midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
You're down with them. Next morning, you're back at the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Work, yeah.
Be able to have breakfast with your parents, get my hotel and go home.
That's
and
it.
That's tough. You know, you want to sit there and have some good home cooking for mama. It's not,
yeah.
Man. Boom, boom,
and that's it.
That's part of how tough, you know, sports are. You got to sacrifice a lot.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't understand, man, that sacrifice, man.
Well, speaking of family, I'm going to have to hold myself to catch up with some family before this game starts.
Yeah, man. We're about to go in. What's going on with this? I appreciate you guys having me over.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely, guys, for sure.
Oh, thank you all for
having
me. Thank you, man.
I'm going to run over
there. Already, man. Yeah. We're about to go ahead and close it, man. Man, we're live here at Texas Tech University, man. This is a tailgate. Varsity Club tailgate. Official Varsity Club tailgate here. Right next to Panama Field, baseball field here in Lubbock, Texas. Michigan, Texas Tech versus the Arizona State Sun Devils. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. That's some stories from former Red Raiders. We will be back next home game. Do what you love and love what you do. Lots about making your dreams come true.
Uh-huh.